I grew up with the teachings of perhaps one of the most famous prophets in the 20th century. And the prophet taught that you can't always get what you want, but if you try some time, you'll get what you need. And that was the prophet Moshe Jagger. And one of the serious problems facing people today is a real confusion of what do I really need? What's my bottom line? The reason why so many people are unhappy is because they've confused what they want with what they need. And not only that, they have sacrificed the work it takes to get what they need by spending their time trying to get what they want without really having in place first what they need. Jewish tradition teaches that the way of Torah is to sleep on the ground and drink water and subsist upon bread. Now, is that true? I mean, do we see Jews do that? What about our holidays? What about our Shabbat? Every week we eat like kings. How is that the way of Torah? What is the Torah really teaching us? This Torah is teaching us that first a person has to be able to live a minimalistic life. And when you're able to live a minimalistic life whereby you don't need the luxuries, then you're free to enjoy the luxuries without becoming addicted and enslaved to the luxuries. So what you want in terms of the extras, that's great. As long as you know what you need and you are able to be happy living a life with what you need, then you'll have an even more joyous life when you also get what you want. There's a great teaching of a great Hasidic master. He once said, I never needed anything in my life, because if I didn't have it, then obviously I didn't need it, because God gives me everything I need. When you have that attitude, suddenly the gates of blessings open up. Because one of the most important principles of Judaism, that Judaism is there to nurture and to preserve, is that you are creating the image of God. And the image of God means that you are an expression of freedom. Any danger of addiction, and I'm talking not just simply addictions, alcohol, or drugs. I'm talking about, or Judaism's talking about, addiction to material things. Addictions to any kind of lifestyle is already an infringement upon your godliness, your freedom, when you turn into a slave. And therefore, when a person first gets to the clarity of what do I need to survive, they are then free to get what they want in order to thrive.